5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
As I look across the desk and see the same face I've seen for far too long.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Hi, Jim.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Well, I'm certainly working overtime in the face of unexplainable odds.
Why?
Because of you. And my intel says that you're not in great nick today.
I'm very, very sharp.
Are you?
Yes.
Every time I see a can of Red Bull, I worry. Xavier Ellis about to join us shortly, of course, doing beautiful work in the West.
Yep.
And Olympic canoe and kayak champion Jessica Fox.
Oh, mate, she's a star,
no
Jess.
No doubt about that, Bill. Yep. And then, of course, something really disappointing to finish, but we'll get to that later. Hello to you.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. Great to see you, and great to see you, Rabsy.
Vikonski does well. Now Vikonski. So can Shishki. Wikanowski. Good run. Has a shot ski. Goal ski. Tunelski, Australia.
Yeah. Good then.
Yeah, mate.
Good.
Beautiful, beautiful operator. The 12th man.
12th man.
Now, what's happening, please?
Well, I'll tell you what happened last night. Yes. A big, big night for the pub game, Jim. Mm. The AHA Awards.
Yep.
That's exactly what we're doing.
Yes.
Australian Hotels Association. So 1,000 people in at Crown.
Yes.
And it's the Brownlow Medal.
1,000
at Crown at Palladium. And all the pubs are there, and of course they have all the awards. I think there's 50 awards throughout the night, and best pub tab, best bar, you know.
Oh no, my intel was right.
Yeah, exactly.
He anyway, stopped.
But after two examples,
he couldn't think of anything more.
No,
having been there for the whole night.
One of the big awards,
best curried sausage.
Yeah,
you know,
no, it. Not that. One of the big awards of the night is the Nick Nikakis Award.
No.
Okay, Nick, and he's not with us anymore, but a giant in the publican game.
Yes,
and it's a big award. This one, it's like the Brownlow Medal.
Yes.
And guess who won it last night?
Not the Cremorne.
Andrew Allen Clark, my partner.
What?
My business partner.
He's on the board, Clarky.
Well, he's on the board, but he's been in the pub game for 40 years.
Oh, I know he has.
And it's all about putting back into the pubs and things like that.
Yeah.
But was he proud? He had to get up there and say a few words.
Jeez.
Thanked his partner along the way.
Oh, I don't reckon he would have.
Which was me. But good on him. So well done to Clarky, who won that award. And that's a big award. He's very chuffed. Very, very chuffed. So good on you, Clarky.
Smacks of inside job to me.
No, Jim.
He's on the board of the thing that awarded the award.
No.
Yes.
He doesn't vote. He doesn't vote for it, of course. So well done, Clarky.
Good man, Clarky.
Now, what else we got? Oh, a bit of sports news. We got anything there, Rebsy?
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
Yes,
it's
Jim.
Billy's All Sports Report.
So we just got a bit of footy, a bit of golf and
a bit
of cricket.
Yeah, that's it.
Just hearing Max King has signed a 4-year deal at the Saints, Jim, thanks to Sam McClure there.
Yeah.
That'll tie him down there for a long, long time.
Well, and not surprised.
Yeah, exactly. But also hearing on the grapevine over the weekend that obviously the Saints are trying to get his brother Ben there.
Not sure about that, Bill. They play the same position. They play very similar style of footy, which is incredibly exciting. Get two of them there, Bill. Where do they play?
Both forward line.
Well, that's it.
But where?
And then they get in each other's way.
Mm.
No, I think they're both superb, and I'm not sure playing together would work. I mean, I know they did at Halebury.
They did.
But that's one of them went into the ruck and the other one full forward, and then they just changed.
Yeah.
But you're not doing that at AFL.
I tell you what you do. You say, Benny, get it. Come over. Give you a nice 3-year deal. Beautiful. And you play forward with your brother once he gets there, Jim, and signed. Send half back.
Oh, Bill.
Yeah, that's what you do. That's
well, which one are you sending back?
I'm sending
whoever kicks straightest
stays
forward.
No, Ben. I think Ben's the more backman, isn't he?
Jeez. They're both pretty good.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what I'd do.
All right.
Anyway.
Well nice done. And there. Sammy McClure, of course, across everything.
Yeah, well done, Sam.
Yep.
The Rising Star, NAB Rising Star this week is Tom Green,
nice.
Not Toby.
No.
Tom Green.
Good player.
That's his second NAB Rising Star nomination.
Is it real? I didn't know you could have two.
Yeah, you can. Well, he's
got
a
big bastard, Tom Green.
Mm. Big mid.
Big bodied mid.
Big bodied mid, Jim. That's exactly right. Coach's award. Speaking of the Giants, what about the injuries they've got?
It's ridiculous.
Davis, as you said, also Coniglio, Toby Green now. And as you heard last week, the special investigation into injuries by Anthony
Jill.
William.
It was Jill that did that investigation. Yeah.
Bill. Yep. 176 players were out injured last week, Jim. That's a lot. No, and I see people are just jumping on the back of that over the weekend.
They're just getting their heads around it, yeah.
Yeah, they are, Jim. They didn't realise. Coach's Award, Cam Guthrie got 10 there at Geelong Saints. Sydney, Isaac Keeney, isn't he a nice player?
Star? Yep.
He got 9 votes. Dusty Martin got 9, and Liam Baker was outstanding. He got 8 for the Tigers. The Port Bulldogs game. Who were they all going berserk about and said, what a game?
Well, Damo was talking Bontempelli. I didn't actually see the game myself.
Bontempelli. He got 8 votes, Jim. Guess who got 10?
Who?
Libber.
Liberatore.
Oh, he's a star.
Yes.
He's hard.
Yes.
Hard. Silly tattoos.
Yes.
Terrible. Like your sons.
They are. Well, he doesn't have Simpsons, but he's the next step back.
Hawthorn North, Jai Simpkin.
Yes. Thank
He's
you, Bill.
A good player.
Simpkin.
Yep. And Ben Cunnington going well.
Extraordinarily good players.
Jared Lyons has been outstanding for the Lions, hasn't he? He got 10. Darcy Parrish in some good form. He got 10. Yep. Clayton Oliver got 10. And Jack Darling and Tim Kelly got 9. So Hugh McCluggage is still leading that
there
one.
There was a famous cricket commentator stroke journalist from Tasmania called Neville Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
Whose nickname was Fart in a Bath.
Why?
Because when you said his name, Neville Oliver.
Yeah, Bubbles.
Like the Clayton Oliver's almost in the same category.
Fart in a Bath.
Yeah, Clayton Oliver. when they just sneak up on you, Bill.
What, those ones? The bubble pops up.
That's it.
You're too scared to pop it.
Hence the name.
Just floats around.
Yep.
Now, the cricketers are on their way to the West Indies.
Well, not yet.
Well, July 10 it starts, Jim. Yes. And they've named the squad there. Tanvir Sanga.
Yes.
Do you know him?
Yes.
What's he do?
He is the spinner who had an incredible BBL.
He did. So he's been picked in that squad. Yep, so good on him there. Good. They play 5 2020s and 3 tests over there at the West Indies.
Good.
The Darren Sammy Cricket Ground. He wasn't that good of a player, was he? Darren Sammy, Jim.
Well, St. Lucia probably haven't coughed up too many.
Well, they must.
Well, that's different.
I don't know if you'd be calling it the Darren Sammy.
Carlos Brathwaite, I don't remember the name.
I don't know if you'd be calling it Darren Sammy.
Well, Bill,
Sammy
if there's no one else from there except for Darren,
someone.
He was captain of the West Indies.
Surely there's someone from St. Lucia, Jim, and Darren Sammy. How many tests did he play, Darren Sammy?
I'll look it up for you.
What else we got? Interesting about the Cameron Bancroft, who said, you know, he wasn't, well, him and Warner and Steve Smith weren't the only ones that knew about the ball, the tampering there and the sandpaper gate. But you're right. As if you throw it back to the bowler.
38 test matches,
Darren 38 Sammy. Test matches and captained his country.
38.
That's
Jim
all right.
Nearly played 30.
And by the way, there aren't any tests being played in that series either. Yeah. One days and
ODIs.
And T20s.
Let's have a look. Yep, ODIs.
ODIs and
who
T20s.
Who said Jill? What did you think about that, Bancroft, saying that the bowlers should have known? Because, as you know, Jim, you throw the ball around, the bowler walks back. They stare at the ball.
They have the ball in their hand longer than anyone else.
Exactly. So they might have known. That's what we're saying. And Michael Clarke said, you could put a number one on my bat, underneath, on the side, and within, what did he say, 10 or 15 minutes, you would see that number one.
Yep.
Is that
the
true?
Only, no doubt. The only thing about this is, you know, do we really need to be dragging this back out again? Like, is it, aren't we done with this?
No, I'm done. I've closed the book on this.
Exactly. The penalties have been run and won. Yep. We're just moving on.
Yeah. No, I've closed the book on it, so all right, I won't bring it up again. I'm sorry.
Wow, jeez.
And just to finish off, a bit of soccer here. I've got some audio, Jim, because have a listen to this goal by Alisson.
What happens from this corner could shape Liverpool's season. It's Alisson! Oh, unbelievable! The last touch of the night. And it's a header from the goalkeeper that gives them a 2-1 win.
How's the goalkeeper down there?
He ran down, Jim.
Well, what's that about?
They send him down if they need a win.
If they need a win.
For a corner.
Last touch of the night in the onion bag, Jim.
That's it.
Where the spiders live
spiders
up the top
live
there.
Up the top there.
And well done to the goalkeeper. How good's that?
Unbelievable.
Had a tough month, too, didn't he, Alisson? Yeah.
Lost his dad a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
First goalkeeper to ever score for Liverpool.
That's nuts.
First goalkeeper.
To ever score for Liverpool.
Wow. Yeah.
It doesn't happen that often.
No. They're normally at the other end of the ground, Bill.
Yeah, I know, Jim, where they are. Yeah. Yeah, I know where they stand. They stand
there.
See
his stupid face on him.
What? And they try and be big, don't
they?
Yeah,
that's it, Bill. Yeah, that's
I was a goalie and trying to be big.
Well, you would already be big.
Exactly.
All right. Well,
that's comprehensive.
Cricket,
soccer, really, yeah, but, football.
Xavier Ellis to join us next from the West.
It's the Rush Hour, JB and Billy, Triple M. On the brand new listener app, listen anytime, anywhere. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill, and we're joined by one of our favourites and one of the Triple M footy family in Perth.
Our next guest is an AFL Premiership player with the Hawks.
Here is Ellis in front of the big ones at the punt right, and he's got it! They've hit the front, the Hawks!
These days, you can hear him on Perth's 92.9 Triple M, where he occasionally likes to dig at Andrew Embley.
Would you rather be a Brownlow medalist and zero premierships, or win a premiership and zero Brownlows?
The day you retire, I mean, you catch up with the guys every 5 to 10 years.
Well, you've only got three that aren't in jail, so it's a bit different.
Please welcome Xavier Ellis.
And in that grand final, Bill, started like a German band.
I know.
Half time, he was your Norm Smith medalist.
I had to get the record out and see who number eight was.
Then after that, dropped off. Good to that. X, welcome to you.
Yeah, I dropped off after that because bloody Bomber Thompson probably sent Cameron Ling to me or something. He realised it was getting out of hand.
Hey, X, I'm just reading here. Geez, you're busy for a chubby ex-footballer. You're doing the Triple M Breakfast Show. You're doing Dead Set Legends. He's got his own beer podcast, Jim.
Yes.
Triple M Special Comments and Channel 7 Boundary Rider.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, two kids, so I try and avoid them as best I can. So, enjoying it. The Triple M, you to Perth, so I love getting involved as much as possible.
The latest beer podcast you did with David Hale, old hair hat. Oh, has he got rid of that, or is he still clinging to it?
Oh, no, it's gone. It's gone. I mean, there's that story about him on the back of the biscuit one day, and it was flapping around like a mud flap on the back of a car, poor old Haley. But I actually went around there to record it, and he said to me, oh, X, can you... I just moved houses. He said, X, can you see what's next door for me? I put my head over, and it's a massive weed bloody plantation. I don't know why he thought I'd be interested in it. But,
that's Fremantle for you, Bill. When you're down that way, there's some weird stuff.
A bit different, a little bit different.
Weird stuff. Stay out of there, X. You're a clean-cut boy. You don't want to head down to Freo.
No,
you would have played a bit with Haley, wouldn't you?
Yeah, good mates with Dave. So I used to live on the Kensington side of the city, so there was only him and I. The Hawthorn boys, because we couldn't afford to live in Hawthorn, so we went towards Kensington, and we teamed up on that side of the city.
Hey, how's the rush hour going over there with Lockie Reed and Embers? And Embers tries to do a joke every day. How's that go?
It runs flat. He doesn't talk a lot of sense, Embers, but you give him the discount from 05-06. I'm not sure it's fully operating at the moment, Embers.
You heard his jokes, Jim. They are dad jokes.
Well, those bad as yours?
No, they're worse.
Worse. The two teams over there, X... They're very, very good when they play at Optus Stadium, and they're very, very bad when they play anywhere else.
Nah, you've summed it up well, mate. The Eagles have had a few injuries, and so do Freo. But and I know West Coast are on a little bit of a run at the moment, but they have only beaten Hawthorn, North, and Adelaide in that little run. So we're chalking up the wins, but they're not really beating a lot. And Fremantle are on a losing streak with Sydney. Port Adelaide and Western Bulldogs to come. So it could be a tough stretch for both sides, but not really sure. There's light at the end of the tunnel with Elliot Yeo, potentially talk coming back to maybe this week or the week after, and then Shuey's probably one or two after that.
But what is it, X? This is not a new thing. I mean, West Coast obviously won the premiership in 18, so they must have won some games on the road. But if you take the sample over the last decade... Both of these clubs have had, you know, Freo were in a grand final 2014, I think it was, and yet their ability to win at home is extraordinary, but as soon as they travel, more than any other state's teams, the WA teams seem to struggle.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I can't put a finger on it. I think early days before up the stadium, there was a bit of the excuse that the ground was completely opposite to what they've been playing on at the MCG, but I'd also say the record at Western Australia when teams come to Optus isn't very good either. So
have to do that once.
Yeah, I know. No, I couldn't agree anymore. They've tried different things and sending players on different days and whatnot. But, look, I just think they need to get their best players on the park to be able to travel and win. Otherwise, the younger guys probably don't handle the pressure too well, I guess, when they travel as much.
Hey, did you say Elliot Yeo might play next week? Because he's been out for 2 years, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. So, potentially next week or definitely in 2 weeks' time. Gee. So, they own the Broken Hill pub over here where I've been spending a little bit of time, Bill. And
Broken Hill?
Yeah, that's, well, I used to call it the Broken Nose. So, I used to go there, get a few blues and go home. But Yeah, no, they reckon definitely in 2 weeks. So he's won two best and fairest, won the BNF the year that they won the flag as well. So maybe a little bit of out of sight, out of mind over East, but he's an absolutely spectacular footballer.
What about Luke Shuey? You mentioned him also, but did they try something different this time?
No, it's funny. I've had a couple of chats with Boots that probably wasn't the worst thing in the world. I know missing 10 weeks sucks, but he was on a roller coaster ride of in for one, out for two, in for two, out for three.
Yep.
So this is just giving him a big chunk of the season where he can not only get his hamstring and his calf right, but get everything in order. So, I think, you're going to look back and go, he's missed 10 games. But I reckon in 10 weeks' time, he's going to be peak Luke Shuey. We're going to see the best out of him.
Known as Boots because of Shuey on your booty.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And famously would do a shoey wherever you'd ask him. So at the cricket, at a ballroom, at a school formal, you'd fill his shoe up with piss and knock it over.
Now, what's this losing weight I see here, X? There's a very unflattering photo of you with a mini West Coast jumper on and some real bad lolly bags and a big guts. What is this?
Yeah, no, it's one of those ones where Triple M's a new brand and you're out of contract and they say, hey, mate, we need you on a co-star. And you say, put me on it. No dramas. But it's one of those, and Bill, you'd sympathise with me. When you sit down to do number twos these days, you're kind of guessing where it is. It's, there's a fair bit of weight that curls over the top.
Bill? No. Don't know what he's talking about, Jim. Got no idea. Zav, it was good to see Ben Cousins play on the weekend.
Yeah, great. Big news over here. He's sort of, I'm sure you read on the websites and stuff, he pops up a fair bit for not so good reasons.
Yeah.
And he's had the haircut. He's playing footy. He's out of prison. He actually looked $1 million. So, people who know him really well, Embers, I saw Woosher last night. And, you're hearing good things about Ben. Obviously, he's, one step forward, two steps back at times. So, hopefully it's just small steps. But Queen's Park, he's going to pull the boots on again this week. And I think the request from his kids and stuff were to cut his hair and, look like that again. Yeah, and that sort of stuff. And he looks like Ben Cousins again, which is great. And he's got 2 million people rooting for him over here. So, fingers crossed it's a story that takes the right track now.
From Lake's entrance, our man. How often are you back there, please, X?
The grandpa's 90th is coming up, and I'm sort of struggling to answer the phone when Mum rings me at the moment. So it's been a while.
It's a long way.
It's a long, long drive. Three and a half, four from here?
Five or something.
Yeah, four, and we're the next town on. We're Lake Tykes Beach. She's got the pub and the general store. So, mate, it's too much of an effort, to be honest with you. And when Mark McGowan closed the borders, as much as I hated it, at least it gave me an excuse.
And number three in the 2005 draft. So it went Mark Murphy. Oh, he's been a star, isn't he?
Star.
250.
Don't name the players around me, Bill. Don't. It's embarrassing.
Dale Thomas is a great player.
Very good. And then Premiership player. Well, so is X. Premiership player.
Was he?
Yes.
When?
We just discussed this before.
Hey, Bill, I'll sit down with you one day and we'll watch it. You commentated it. I've actually still got a numb foot. I kicked it that many times.
I would suggest that you, in your one grand final, touched the ball more than Bill did in four.
Yeah, well, Chris Scott got Billy down to speak to the players about being shooting grand finals at the end of last season. So, I was worried about you and your cashies, Billy, there for a while, but I heard you're on the payroll down there just mentoring a couple of the losers.
Well, you know what I did do one year? Went to the 1994 West Coast reunion, didn't I?
As a member of the opposition team.
And got paid for it. I went to their reunion over in Perth. Mouse got me to go to that. No, I got paid. Thank you very much.
I saw Woosher last night. He's around town. Bill, I would have recommended falling into line when Woosher's around. He's still got that firm handshake on him.
Oh, mate, he was scared of me.
Oh, I've seen that picture of you against the Hawks.
X, great work you're doing everywhere, as Bill said. We're loving watching it from afar. Enjoy everything that's coming up.
Nah, good on you, boys. Love listening to you. So thanks for the call. Speak to you soon.
For an AFL Premiership star to an Olympian, Jessica Fox is going to join us on the Rush Hour next. It's the Rush Hour with JB and Bill on Triple M. JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and the Tokyo Olympics are just 67 days away, and someone who will be there with the canoe and kayak champion, Jessica Fox.
Our next guest is an Olympic bronze and silver medalist and a seven-time world championship gold medalist in canoe, slalom and kayak.
Look at that. Jessica Fox of Australia smashes the race lead, takes back-to-back wins.
In Tokyo, she'll be looking to win her first Olympic gold medal and cement her status as the greatest paddler of all time. Please welcome Jessica Fox.
Jessica Fox, welcome to you.
Thank you. What an intro.
Yours is one of the more incredible resumes, actually. 26-time World Cup gold medalist, Bill. But not only that, extraordinary family with mum and dad, of course, and auntie. Also your younger sister and your auntie. It's a family that is extraordinary in its achievements, Jess.
Yeah, thank you. They'll all be happy to hear that too. Look, I'm very lucky to have had such great support around me and to have the family that's part of the sport as well. It's just a shared passion, I guess, to be able to go on this ride together.
So your mum, of course, won a bronze medal at the Atlanta Olympics in 96, and she's also your coach. How do you go being coached by your mum? Because I'll flip it around.
It's
my dad
for
was
everyone.
I could not have been coached by my father.
No.
Yeah, no, look, it's not for everyone, I guess, but with mum, it's what I've always known as well, and she knows me better than anyone, so we have a great relationship, and obviously sometimes the lines are blurred between, you know, the mum and the coach, and the coach comes home sometimes, and then the mum comes to training sometimes, but yeah, no, look, she's my secret weapon, and very special to have her in my corner.
And your sister's going to the Olympics also, is she?
No, unfortunately, there's only one athlete who can go to the games per country, which is really hard because, you know, even internationally, there are some incredible athletes who are world number one, world number two, world number three, and only one of them can go and represent their country. So it is quite hard. So, yeah, my sister is the Olympic reserve. And unfortunately, you didn't qualify for Tokyo, but maybe Paris. You know?
Yes.
Sorry about that, Jill, our producer.
You're born in France, were you, Jess?
Yes, I was. I was born in Marseille. Have you been there before?
Well, funny you should say that because I've got a special theme song for you for the Olympics.
Okay.
There we go. Take me away to Marseille.
You ever heard that before, Jess?
No, I hadn't heard that one. I thought you were going to play like Fox on the Run or something.
Oh, yeah.
This is Triple M, Jess, so we're a hard rock station. So we've gone with Doc Neeson and the Angels. So that's for you to just sweep you into Tokyo, of course. And now, the event you do, the broken water kayaking, is firstly an extraordinarily difficult sport.
Oh, I know.
But secondly, a bit of it's up for chance too, Jess, because no two run is the same, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. And there's no world records or personal best times or anything because every course is different around the world and every course on each venue as well that they set is different. So at the Olympics, we'll have one race course that is set for the heat and then they'll change it for the semifinals and we'll race one run for the semifinal and then if you make the final, you get to race again on that course.
And luck. Tell us about the luck element to it. Yeah. Can you just get your run started at a good time, maybe?
I mean, these days, as we compete on whitewater artificial courses, the variability of the water level changing and things like that is much lower than what it used to be for, say, my mum who raced in Atlanta. And, you know, even me, I raced in Italy one time and between the first and the last paddler, the water level went up half a metre. So that doesn't usually happen. But what might change at the games is more the wind. So, you know, you could be starting your race and the wind picks up and that means that the gates move a little bit. So it does add that extra level of difficulty, but you know, we're an outdoor sport and we're competing with the elements as well.
What did you do in lockdown? Because we saw the tennis players, they played tennis in their rooms and triathletes were running around the house. What do you do if you're a canoeist?
Well, if you've got a swimming pool, you can jump in the pool and do a couple of turns, but there's only so much you can do with a 3.5 meter kayak in a 7 meter pool. I got creative at home as well and just sort of did a lot of home gym workouts and use my kayak, which weighs 9 kilos, as a weight for pull-ups and things like that. So, it was kind of fun maybe for the first week to just get creative and then we were like, okay, I'm sick of the TikTok challenges. Let's get to work.
Do you, as part of your sport, I know this is more for the flat water rowers, but do you have to do seated row ever? Because for me, that is the single worst thing you can do in a gym.
The rowing machine.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Like the seated row weighted machine or like rowing?
Rowing thing. It's a nightmare, Jess.
Yeah, no, I don't do that.
Thank God.
We go forward, though. The rowers go backwards and they do that ergo. But I'm not a fan of the ergo. We use a kayak version of the ergo and... Yeah, it's not my favourite thing. I did a little bit of that in lockdown as well.
No. It's horrific, Bill. And your head starts to get all light.
I know.
You feel like you're going to pass out.
No, you can't breathe. I had a heart attack. I had to get off.
Did you have a heart attack?
You know where the sign says if you feel dizzy?
Yep.
I felt dizzy, so I got off. Yeah. Hey, Jess, I got something for
you. It sounds like you work hard.
No, oh, Bill.
I don't, no. I'm fat as a fool. Bill? Actually, what do you weigh, Jess?
60 and 62 kilos.
Well, I'm double you.
Okay.
But I'm bilingual, just like you, by the way.
What's your second language?
French, like you.
Oh.
Well, go on.
Well, we could do this whole segment in French if you like.
Salut, Jess, J, Apple, Billy. Any idea what that is?
Well, I mean, you said, hello, Jess, my name's Billy, but, you know, so was it perfect? Work on the accent.
We...
Thank you, Bill.
And the chomps are less see.
Oh, my God.
Now, you're going to have to be strong, too. You must do a lot of weights because when you're in the canoe gym, there is a lot of weight, upper body strength, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. We do a lot of pull-ups and the seated row machine as well. A lot of back work, too. So the bench pull, there's a bench press, too. But it is a very... you know, we've got to do a lot of core work as well for the chain for your back. So, like, deadlifts and things come into play too. But a lot of dynamic core exercises as well.
Now, Jess, tell us about YoPro, protein, high in natural protein that I'm eating now.
Oh, are you eating it now?
Yeah.
You're having a little snack.
It's yum, too.
Yeah, yum. They're one of my partners. I'm very grateful to be a YoPro athlete. And, yeah, they're a high-protein yogurt. So for me, it's more about, you know, recovery food after training and getting that protein hit, and it's low fat, obviously, and low sugar. So it's a super good snack for post training to replenish the muscles. And yeah, they're a partner of the Olympic team as well. So they've got some great athletes on board too. So it's really cool to be part of the team.
Can you sneak that into Tokyo? Is it already there?
Not sure. Hopefully there'll be some over there. But at the moment, actually, I just saw yesterday they're doing a promo where you can win a trip to the Whit Sunday. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, you've got to go into Coles and Woolies and scan it. And then, yeah, hopefully you guys can be sipping cocktails in the Whit Sunday.
Oh, bloody oath. Watching you win a gold medal. How good would that be? Hey, Jess, good luck. Oh. We're not going to hold you up any longer, but it would be one of the great stories. You've already had an extraordinary career, as we heard at the top, but a silver and a bronze. We're adding gold in Tokyo for you. Good luck.
Thank you so much, guys.
67 days until the Tokyo Olympics. This is the Rush Hour, JB and Bill, Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. You can get us on the listener app anytime, anywhere. On tomorrow's show, Chris Golding, one of our favourites, and a hump day quiz. Not one of our favourites.
That is good. No. That's very good.
Hit a bit of a hump.
What?
Haven't they? The United.
They got beaten by crosstown rivals, Jim. So we'll ask him about that.
Didn't lose for a year and a half, and now they've lost a couple in a row.
I don't know if Goldie's been shooting the lights out either.
We'll get to the bottom of our man, the Goldman.
Who we got in here, Jim, with us today?
What we have are the amazing people, obviously, from our own sales staff, but also from Repco, who are very important clients of Triple M. So they're sliding around just to see how amazing radio's made. They'll see that when Mick wanders in about an hour, but right at the moment they've come into the Rush Hour studio. We're not really sure why, but nice to see everyone, of course. Yep. So what they are going to be is audience for your joke.
Well, one of them thinks that she has a good joke, Jim, so we'll see if Jen can fire up.
Right.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and our friends from Repco. Hey, yep. I just received a phone call, guys, and it said I've won $500 or two tickets to an Elvis Presley tribute show. Then it said press one for the money, two for the show.
Oh, no.
Oh, I've got some laughs, Jim. Got some laughs. One for the money, two for the show. Three to get ready now.
Third cat go.
Actually, step up, Jen. Jen, step up and tell us your joke, please.
Jen's
right
joke.
Into the mic, Jen. Yep. Come up
close
from Repco.
It's a repeat, but how does Batman's mum call him to dinner?
How?
Dinner, 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 Batman.
Much better. Not bad.
It's better than your crap Elvis Presley joke.
No, I don't think it is. Did anyone else want a joke here?
No, look at them all. They're running hard the other way.
Exactly.
Nice to see everyone from Repco. Thanks
for
dropping by.
Thank you for your support. And whenever you want me back on special comments, I can do it. Dinner, 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 dinner.
We can't go on.
Oh, there he is, the great man. Oh, Twinkle Toes.